Intervju Radija Študent.
Pozdravljeni še v enem terminu Ereš intervjuja. Danes se bom pravzaprav mal izredno pogovarjal z Patrikom Fliglom oziroma bolje poznanim pod Cindy Lee. Patrick Fligel je bivši frontman zasedbe Women, ki je leta 2012 tragično razpadla, potem pa se je pravzaprav so se člani skupine razšli, vsak pravzaprav v svoje konce in mislim, da je nastal vsaj pet skupin oziroma v petih različnih skupinah so fanti potem iz te zasedbe tudi sodelovali. No, Patrick Fligel je pravzaprav frontman bil tiste zasedbe Women, ki je potem začel svojo pot pod nadimkom Cindy Lee. Do zdaj je izdal pravzaprav tri albume, Ted Leisha leta 2012, Act of Tenderness in pa Malenkost, ta dva zadnja dva v letu 2015. Če ga iščete pod še drugimi imeni, ga lahko najdete še pod Androgynous Mind in pa Phil's Knapsack oziroma Phil's Knapsa, pod katerim je delal pravzaprav bolj nek Sonic Youth Rock. V zadnjem času pa ga lahko danes zasledimo, no, Cindy Lee v klubu Gromka. Nastopil bo z kolegi iz Kanade, The Luyas in pa zagrebškim kant avtorjem Denisom Katancem. No, Patrick se nam ni mogel pridružiti v živo, zato smo ga vzeli pravzaprav poklicali na telefon, kjer se mi zdi, da smo ga tudi dobili, no, in se nam javlja iz poti. So, for the purpose of talking to a Canadian musician, I'm going to switch to English and we're going to check if Patrick can hear us. Hello, Patrick, can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Loud and clear, great. We're really happy that we can host you on our radio, given the situation, even by telephone. So where are we calling you at this hour? You're supposed to be driving to Ljubljana, right?
Yeah, I don't know. We're at a truck stop. I'm that's all I know.
That's all you know?
We're at a truck stop.
Okay.
In Slovenia.
So has the tour been stressful? Up till now, are you really under time pressure?
No, we were doing really good. Today is an exception, but it's been all right. It hasn't been that stressful.
Right. Okay. Well, given that you're performing tonight at Ljubljana as Cindy Lee, I have to direct some of our interview towards that. I mean, I heard that some people get confused, thinking that Cindy Lee, your latest project, is a character that you're playing on stage, but really it's the name of the band mostly, right? So Cindy Lee, can you explain the background of the band name?
Oh, originally it was a band, so there was a band, Androgynous Mind, it was called, and then we started a new band called Cindy Lee, named after this woman that lived in the town that we lived in.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just really fierce, you know. Mm-hmm. And then I also saw I saw a funeral program in this man's house, and that was the name.
Mm-hmm.
It was his friend's name as well, in the same town.
Mm-hmm.
And it kept coming up, so I thought I would call it that. And then but it got whittled down slowly just to me, and also because I was dressing in drag, people assumed it was my, rightfully so, assumed that was my drag name, I guess. So that's sort of how it worked out. Usually you have like a sassy drag name like Anita Bumps or Ellen DeGenerate or something like that, but it's just Cindy Lee, I guess, now. Not really by choice, but that's how it happened. So.
I also saw that Cindy Lee was prostitute that candidated, I think, for a French president a couple of years ago and got arrested because of that. Because of that, she had really violent protests about her or promotions for her elections. Kind of silly coincidence, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of Cindy Lees out there.
It is. It's a common name.
Yeah.
Your performance tonight in Gromka, I think you're going to be mostly performing your latest, or at least last, endeavor, that album called Malenkost, that was released in 2015, and then it got a reissue recently on Maple Death Records. First of all, can you explain what's behind your last album?
What's behind Malenkost?
Yeah, yeah. What did you want to show to the public? What inspired you to do Malenkost?
I don't know. I mean, I just recorded all the songs. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make much sense till after.
Mm-hmm.
Even now, it doesn't make much sense. But there's no real agenda. I guess the agenda is to be free-spirited,
mm-hmm.
and that's about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you do most of the songs alone? Because I think mostly in your previous bands, you were still like a band member as part of a bigger group. But on Malenkost, it seemed, or even in your latest performances, that you're mostly performing alone. How come?
Yeah, I've collaborated a lot in the past,
mm-hmm.
but it's nice to not have anyone there to think about what they like or what they want or their agenda or whatever. Sometimes it's amazing, but
mm-hmm.
For the last while, I've really liked working alone because you can do all the bad ideas. No one says that's too much or that's too this or that's too that. And so you're really free mm-hmm. to do whatever you want. So it's a really singular idea from start to finish. You can see it through without mm-hmm. any resistance.
Mm-hmm.
Not like there was a lot of resistance in the past. It's just a different way of working. But
of course,
I've come to really enjoy doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always recorded alone
mm-hmm.
Since I was a teenager. I recorded whole songs playing all the parts. So.
Mm-hmm.
I just really enjoy that.
Yeah, it really sounds like a sincere recording, like made in an intimate space also. But how come that you titled it Malenkost? Because in Slovenian, that is quite a common word. Like, it means like little thing or a small thing.
Yeah, it was from a friend of mine in Vancouver who really had my back. If I was in trouble or didn't have a place to stay or something. And she was, Croatian heritage. And she actually she was like a bike punk kind of lady and made wallets and bikes for like messengers and couriers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And her company or whatever you want to call it was called Malenkost.
Right.
So I asked her what it meant and then she told me. And I just really liked it because I said, oh, thank you so much, thank you, like, because mm-hmm. I think I was storing all my stuff in her basement or something, like sleeping in her living room, and she said, oh, Malenkost, and then like she said it to her, it was like, it's nothing,
mm-hmm.
Like, don't worry about it. So I guess that's the origin of the title. And then when I wanted to call it that, because I had a song called No Worth No Cost mm-hmm. that tied into it, she said it was okay to use it, and it was not her word by any means. So,
mm-hmm.
I don't, like you said, it sounds like it's a very common word. So, yeah, that's the origin of that title.
That's the origin. It comes from here. Yeah, I'm interested also in how did this reissue of your latest album happen? At first, it was released on a smaller Canadian label, right? On Isolated Now Waves. And now it was released at a much bigger label, Maple Death Records, and on vinyl. And it seemed really a bit wide. You gain a wider reach with it, So how come so that this reissue is going to happen?
I think it's because I move very slowly when it comes to, I guess, making an agreement with people who want to put things out. And so at the start, I would put it out through Isolated Nowaves with someone I really trusted. Mm-hmm. And Isolated Nowaves has put out hundreds of releases of amazing, really uncompromising music. Mm-hmm. There's no greasy agenda or anything strange about it. So, and also you can put it out immediately on a tape, which I like. I don't want to wait usually for 6 months for an album to come out that I recorded a year ago. It's kind of weird. So that's why I did it like that. I love him. Nick, who runs the label, he plays in really great bands in Vancouver. And so I'll do more tapes with him, I think. But John Clancy from Mapleguts is an old friend of mine from when I played in Women. Mm-hmm. And so when he approached me about reissuing it, I thought it was legitimate. Because other people were asking me that I didn't know them, and it's just kind of a strange thing to sign with a stranger or whatever. So that's how that works out.
All right. Okay. Well, can you... I don't want to stay on the line for too long. I know you've got to play in Ljubljana and you still have to get here. So can you just explain who's also riding with me, with you, who's accompanying you on this journey?
Oh, it's my partner, Scarlett. Yeah.
But you're mostly going alone then?
Yeah, just the two of us. Yeah, okay. And she's from Toronto, and we both live together in Toronto, and we're playing together and traveling together, and it's going really well.
Great,
and
great.
It's nice to be a duo. I like duos. Like, I really like Royal Trucks and Suicide and things like that. It's a powerful thing.
Indeed, indeed. And you're playing tonight at Gronka with also with the Lujas and with the Croatian guitarist Denis Katanec. For forwards for tomorrow, you're all already going away, right? You're also going to, I think, Italy and Croatia.
I think we're playing four, maybe five shows in Italy coming up.
So you have a pretty, pretty packed up tour, right?
Yeah, it's good. Mm. We're happy to be here.
Yeah, great. We're also happy that we're going to see you tonight at Gromka. And thanks again, Patrick, for taking your time and still doing an interview in this occasion. Thank you again.
Oh, thank you.
It's been a pleasure. See you tonight at Gromka.
Okay, take care.
Goodbye. To je bil Patrick Flegel oziroma Cindy Lee, ki bo danes skupaj z The Lujas in pa Denisom Katancem nastopal v Gromkinem večeru specialka. Hvala še enkrat, to je z vami, z Patrikom sem se pogovarjal Andrej, to je bil Ereš intervju in gremo še 40 minut programa pred tolpo bumov. Kukušaj.
Intervju Radija Študent.